This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, September 13th. God's word to you today is, what source? Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Corinthians 12, verse 3, from the New King James Version, and it says, "Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit." Jesus reveals two things we must know about the devil to us in John 8, verse 44, which says he was a murderer from the beginning. He has always hated the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, it is consistent with his character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. The devil is a liar and a murderer. The devil is a liar. So whatever he is saying to you or telling you is a lie. If the devil is telling you that you do not have a bright future, it is a lie. The truth is the exact opposite. You have a bright future. If the devil says you are not a child of God, you know what that means. You are a child of God. When he sees that his lies cannot work on you, he will leave you alone because you are turning his lies around. That is what knowledge does to you. You're trying to pray, but the enemy is trying to harass you by showing you condemnatory images of yourself. The enemy is trying to tell you that you are not good enough, and he's trying to get you to believe it. Sadly, some people let that stop them from praying. But when you know that the devil is a liar, if he says a negative thing about you, it just means that God says the positive side about you. So if the enemy says your business cannot thrive because in your family no one has ever been a business tycoon, you can never succeed, the devil is a liar. Therefore, it means your business will thrive. It means you will succeed. Not only is the devil a liar, but he is also a murderer, meaning he does not have any good intentions for you. You cannot have a deal with the devil. There is no good intention in his heart. He just wants to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Jesus nailed it in John 8, verse 47, when he said, "Anyone who belongs to God listens gladly to the words of God, but you don't listen because you don't belong to God." John 8, verse 48 says, "The people retorted, 'You Samaritan devil, didn't we say all along that you were possessed by a demon?'" Jesus did not spare these people, and so they threw the tribal card at him. What they were saying is that Jesus was not conceived by the Holy Spirit. They were saying his father is a Samaritan. Who are the Samaritans? From John 4, we learned that they are regarded as outcasts. By the time they threw the tribal card, suddenly everybody else, particularly those that are not spiritually mature, began to see Jesus in that shade. As if calling Jesus a Samaritan was not bad enough, they called him a Samaritan devil and a possessed Samaritan. This is a huge thing because Jesus had said in Mark 3 verses 28 to 30, "I tell you the truth, all sin and blasphemy can be forgiven, but anyone who blasphemes the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven. This is a sin with eternal consequences." He told them this thing because they were saying, "He's possessed by an evil spirit." Anyone that attributes the work of God to the work of the devil has sinned against the Holy Spirit. That is the sin against the Holy Spirit, and it is big. Let us pray. God, you are my Father. All that I am and all that flows from me in the word and deed flows from you and you alone. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.